The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. 20th of August, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, and same great service as usual there. So good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
How you doing? Make it through the weekend?
I did. We did some cleanup, the last cleanup of the freezer. Then we stayed indoors for the most part, out of the smoke, and caught up on our entire movie watching. We had a binge watch over the weekend.
Did you binge watch?
Yeah, well, after seeing Infinity Wars, we went back and we're reviewing the entire series.
Okay, some people do that. They like to start all over.
It kind of connects all the dots.
Right. Linda walks into the room and she just looks. It only takes her like a second to be looking at a movie. She goes, "You're watching that one again, huh?" So, good morning, huh?
It's a guy thing, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, there you go. Hey, good morning, and I'd like to do a weather update. Today is going to be widespread haze. And by the way, by the National Weather Service forecast, as I look at our forecast into Friday, it's a widespread haze and widespread smoke. However, I will say compared to the chart from last week, I can actually see a little skyline. Last week was just a gray box. So tonight, widespread haze as well, but our highs today will be 100 and our lows 67. And Tuesday will be the high, our high temperatures will be around 96 with our lows of 64. Wednesday, 94, and Friday, 95, and there you go. That's pretty much what we're looking at. Saturday, widespread smoke again with a high near 94, and I think we only break our triple digit today. Sunday, widespread haze, widespread smoke. Sunday with a high around 92. Now our weather is brought to you each and every time we read it by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane is out on the front lines, too, with every fire, working on those propane tanks. Do call your propane company to make sure that you are safe with extraction or turning off or turning on. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3794.
Hey, Bob, give us a update on the fires right now as much
right.
as we know.
And then I've got an air quality update for you. The car fire, the big show in town, 229,000 acres, so it's closing in on 230, 88% containment. So there wasn't much growth yesterday, but overnight we had a bit more. We had about 2,000 acres lost. The good news is that at this time there are no structures threatened. Heavy smoke is reducing the fire activity. Unfortunately, heavy smoke means heavy smoke for us. It's very rough terrain. The fire is continuing to burn within the containment lines. You are able to travel along State Route 299, but there is a lot of activity in the area, so if you want to go to the coast or get out of this stuff, please pay attention to what the traffic around you is doing. Turning our attention to our air quality index right now in downtown, you may begin to experience health effects because the indexes are running between 180 and 190. When we hit 200, we get into hazardous territory. There are some real-time monitors planted around town, and we will continue to monitor those.
Good enough. All right, thanks. Welcome, everybody, to week four of the fire? Yeah, week four. Hey, we are really happy to have with us today William Lindsay, who is for External Affairs, is Media Relations for FEMA. Chelsea Irvine?
Yep.
Okay. Who is the PIO for the Small Business Administration and on emergencies like this. And Giovanna Garcia, also from External Affairs from FEMA, but into the public affairs and language and translation. Good morning. So we're going to have to
bring
kind of
you on
like,
in a minute.
We're going to get you on in just a second here. But William Lindsay here is, thank you so much. I gave him I got a call from you, in fact, because I think the sheriff probably gave you our card and everything.
Thanks for being here.
And thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And you know what? This must be kind of tough because the only time y'all see places is if it's been hit by something, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes.
That's correct. We've been honored to be able to serve the United States of America with emergency management experience.
Your background, you were in the Secret Service and also military. Well,
it's fine about where you're from.
Service, yeah.
You can't ever say that.
Oh, can I not so, supposed to say that?
I don't even
that?
Know why you would say that.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I.
It was secret.
But it's not much of a secret now.
Well, it wasn't those guys, the squirrels.
It was a squirrel. Okay.
All right.
You've worked for the government before. Okay.
So, U.S. Department of Homeland Security,
just went out over the
FEMA,
world.
Federal Emergency Management Agency, William Lindsay. Where are you coming from? You're here visiting today.
My home is in Atlanta. However, I've been with FEMA since 2004, and we've learned so much about the emergency management game. And with FEMA is a great organization. And our main mandate is for those who have been affected by any damages whatsoever from the fire, any losses, to come in, or first to register. You register with 1-800-621-3362, or you can go to our website, which is www.disasterassistance.gov. Now, we also have a disaster recovery center that's here at the old Kmart building at 2685 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We've been open for about a week and a half now. We're seeing upwards of 300 a day, survivors, that is. So you don't have to go to a disaster recovery center, but it's there to provide a face-to-face to your recovery needs. So register first. First check with your register with your insurance company.
Right.
After that, you register with FEMA by calling 1-800-621-3362.
And do you have a case number at that point when you registered with FEMA?
That's correct. When you register, that number, the registration number that you're receiving, is as crucial as your Social Security number. And we'll talk about disaster fraud a little later.
Now, does FEMA then, if recall, because I was flooded back in the 80s or 90s in Sacramento, and we worked with FEMA. We also work with our agency. So I want to see what's changed through the decades. So you had your insurance company come out and say, do one thing, and then FEMA came out and said they were slightly different, little bit different of 2 feet of sheetrock, no, 3 feet of sheetrock, or maybe no sheetrock in this case. So are there sometimes two stories going on with maybe the insurance company and FEMA?
Well, I like to tell folks that your insurance company, of course, you're paying a commission for that. We see a lot of folks who are underinsured. But with registration with FEMA, you're getting like a second opinion, like when you go to a doctor for something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always tell people it's like you get a dual purpose view of what you need to have done. So you take both issues or both sides, and you compare as far as what you think really needs to be done with your home. But we also, of course, we have federal guidelines that are established for rebuilding.
That's comforting.
There's a lot of questions that have come up through this, but we need to take a quick break, and then we can come back to that. But some of the questions being is the devastation for people that don't have insurance or, like you said, are underinsured. What's available from FEMA? I know that FEMA is not somebody just comes out and hands out money. This is not somebody just walk, hey, I need $50,000. It doesn't work like that.
These are tax dollars,
right,
that are established under the Stafford Act to be able to make available to those who are in a national state of emergency. So no, we don't take that lightly. We try to be the best stewards we can, because those are my tax dollars as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to hear that.
I like to hear the word steward, too. Yeah. That makes comforting to my heart.
Okay, a couple of thoughts. Peer-to-peer PTSD support group. A meet and greet is going to be tomorrow from 4 to 5:30 at the Reading VFW Post 1934. The Can Do Spirit is the organizer for this. And, again, it starts tomorrow. It goes from 4 to 5:30 at VFW Post 1934. It's right next to Woody's, VFW Post 1934. American Legion Post from St. Charles, Missouri, sent a truckload of stuff up. And if you go to the La Cabana restaurant, which is right across the street from us at 1335 Market Street, they have 225 backpacks with back-to-school supplies, toothbrushes, water, everything you could imagine. But for those kids that need stuff to get back to school, Lynn Fritz is putting on a emotional support for the car fire recovery from the Euphrates Institute, grief processing, sharing of experiences, music, a releasing ceremony, moving into recovery. All this is free, all welcome. You can bring your pets. The no pre-registration is required. It's going to be Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Pilgrim Church up on Foothill Boulevard. For more information, call 243-8862. This is not a faith-based event. Hey, we'll be right back with all of our with our FEMA representatives right after these messages.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. Make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The Gold Mart in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
A long and winding road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Mendebot, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on the 20th of August. 64 degrees, going up to 100 today. Air quality index right now, we're going to give ones every 15 or 20 minutes because they shift, as you know, in our town, was 189. If it hits 200, you might want to start really keeping the kids inside or people, any type of people with any health problems with their lungs or breathing, asthma, keep them inside today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number Beds.
My Sleep Number setting has been moving around because of what we've been going through here in our community, and I went last night to from 55 to 40, and that's the beautiful thing about our individual sleep number setting is that we can change it. So I was 40 last night.
My sleep number setting is 65 because I do am changing around here with all the different things that are going on. But, you know, the sleep number beds now have the sleep number 360, the smart bed that adjusts to you as you are moving around at night. I know it's kind of like, whoa, how's it do this? Well, they have ways of doing this.
We have ways.
Okay, your new sleep number 360 is designed to let you sleep as well as anybody possibly could. J.D. Powers, Consumer Reports, all of them have rated Sleep Number as number one. And right now, you can find Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store starting at $999. And think about this. This is a Sleep Number 360 we're talking about here. This is a quality bed. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. See our friends down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Go lay on the bed and find out why you can get such a good night's sleep. Okay.
Well, this morning we've been very blessed to be able to have our FEMA representatives on. We've had, well, you just heard from William Lindsay. We'll be talking to him in just a moment. And with us also is Kay Chelsea Irvine. Good morning. Federal Disaster Loans for Business of All Sizes, Private Nonprofits, Homeowners, and Renters, SBA. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me here. It's so important to get the word out because I think a lot of people hear SBA and they think, well, I'm not a small business, so that has nothing to do with me. But in fact, the Small Business Administration Office of Disaster Assistance is the primary source of long-term recovery money for not just businesses of all sizes and private nonprofits, but you might be surprised to find out that about 80-85% of our loans are made to homeowners and renters.
I had no idea that.
Well,
information
of the morning.
Right. So for a homeowner who's lost their home in the car fire, we offer up to $200,000 to cover uninsured or underinsured losses to repair or replace a primary residence. And for homeowners and renters, we offer up to $40,000 for all your personal property loss in the disaster, everything inside your home, and disaster damaged vehicles. And again, that's for homeowners and renters, because I know we had a lot of renters out there who might not have had renter's insurance, and they don't realize that these SBA loans can cover them. So the loans are made like mortgages over usually 30 years, and because they're direct federal loans and subsidized by the government, our interest rate for most homeowners and renters is 1.938. And then we obviously do offer loans for businesses. So for small businesses, and most private nonprofits, we offer up to $2 million, but there's kind of twofold. We offer that for damage to real property, machinery, equipment, inventory, anything that was physically lost. But for the car fire and kind of the nature of this fire, I understand that not a lot of businesses might have suffered physical damage, but a huge component of our loans is what we call economic injury disaster loans. And what that means is, you know, I've talked to a couple restaurants right here downtown where, you know, they're getting one customer in a day. Mm-hmm. They're really struggling. Or, you know, I've talked to somebody who owns vacation rentals, and there's a woman who owns a great bike store, and they're worried, you know, people think that the trails are closed. They don't realize there's other trails, so business has slowed down. So what those loans are working capital to keep a business functioning during this recovery period. So we're really trying to get the word out to these businesses that you don't actually have to have physical damage to be able to apply for one of these loans. And for businesses and nonprofits, the interest rate is 3.61. And again, it goes up to $2 million, also up to a term of 30 years. And so for those economic injury disaster loans, we also offer those for the contiguous counties. So all the counties that touch Shasta County, so that's Lassen, Modoc, Plumas, Siskiyou, Tehama, Trinity, they can all apply for those economic injury disaster loans. And it doesn't have to be $2 million. It can be, you know, like these coffee shops, if you need $20,000 to get you through this time. And I know a lot of people, this is supposed to be the busy season. So that summer dollars were supposed to carry them through the slower winter season. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that these funds are available. And you can apply online at sba.gov/disaster. Or you can go to our Disaster Recovery Center, and you can actually do the whole process, register with FEMA, talk with the FEMA crew. Then we have almost a dozen staff there. We have a staff member that speaks Spanish, somebody that speaks Hindi, to walk you through the application process. And make it as smooth as possible.
Do you have people that speak government?
No, of course not. You know, straight and narrow, nothing but.
I think what people, you know, what Chelsea's talking about, and this is an example here up on the lake. On Lake Shasta, there's a lot of boat rentals going on up there. Well, some people didn't come. And so the impact it has, just not only in the boat rentals, but then on the hotels and the gas and the food. It's and right now, right here in Redding, we do we have like 10,000 fly. The fly shop brings in something like 10,000 fishermen every year right here. This is one of the best fisheries in Sacramento River. It's one of the best fisheries in the United States right here. And it's, you know, listening to a couple of the guides from around here, it's really cutting back from one a day to one a week. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, that, and then when the people are here, they have to stay someplace, and they, you know, they stay in for the long weekends and things. So this is the things that Chelsea's talking about. How, and then it just is just it just keeps, you know, you drop a rock in the water, and the ripples just keep going and going and going.
Right, and we just want to make sure that people know that even if you're not sure that you're going to need these funds, we suggest you just apply anyway. There's no fee. You're not required to take it. I know a lot of people did have insurance, and they think, oh, yeah, my insurance will be fine. Once everything shakes out in the end, sometimes people find that there is that shortfall. And we suggest apply. Just keep it in your back pocket for your contingency plan just in case. You don't have to take it. And you just need to give in by the deadline. So far, our deadline is October 3rd. That might end up changing. Now we just added Lake County.
I think Alturas just started, and I think they've got a fire up in Alturas too. I mean, you know, all these other contiguous counties, just give them a chance. Don't worry, we'll all burn.
No, let's just all hope these fires go out now.
No, we'll all, you know why? Because this is just one of those years that this is, and we're not going to get into the whole part of it, but with the warming and then the, just the remarkable way that we take care of our forest around here. Okay, was there a little sarcasm?
Yes,
in my,
there was.
Here, let me take
digress.
My tongue out of cheek
yes,
there.
Yes.
But so unfortunately, when this thing started and blew, I mean, if you read about it, I mean, it just exploded in two nights from 4,000 to 24,000 to 43,000, and they just never looked back. At the same time, Mendocino has set a new record out here. So
yeah.
This is just so you must have a number of people also. Over in the Mendocino area. How many teams do y'all have in California, do you know?
Well, right now we have one disaster recovery center. That's here in Redding.
Right here in Redding.
Lake County just came on board
with
a declaration. So
anyone
also who has relatives in Lake or maybe staying in Lake, there will be a mobile DRC situation set up there. And we'll give you more details on that.
Later. Yeah, we've got a half hour here. So going back to Chelsea, okay, anything else on the small business that people are going to need to know?
Well, you know, it's really just reiterating the fact that we're here for long-term recovery for homeowners and renters as well as businesses and nonprofits. Because even yesterday I was having lunch and just happened to talk to the fellow A's fan sitting next to me, and she had no idea because as soon as you see SBA, you kind of tune out and walk away. But we want – because the primary effect physically – here for the car fire was homeowners and renters. And we just want people to know we're here. Also, if you don't have insurance, we can help with that shortfall. But also an important thing to remember that definitely a lot of people don't realize is how exactly the recovery framework works. So you go through FEMA for your immediate needs assistance. Then you come through the SBA, and we do what we can to approve you for a loan. We're more lenient as these are federal dollars, understanding the nature of disasters. We want to get money in as many people's hands as we can. But I know there's some people on a fixed income, maybe Social Security, kind of living off outside the grid over there. And if we're unable to approve you for a loan, most homeowners and renters are actually referred back to FEMA for what's called other needs assistance. So it's not a guarantee of additional grant assistance, but a possibility of additional grant assistance. And I think a lot of people, if they don't think they can qualify for a loan, they just skip that step and they don't realize we're sandwiched in the middle of that grant assistance. And so it's important to go through the process. And if we see that, you know, you have $1,000 a month in income and your rent is this much and just taking on a loan wouldn't be adequate, we can tell you right then, you know what, we are not able to help you. And the referral I was hearing last week from some of my staff, FEMA can know within 20 minutes and get you back over there before you even leave the DRC. So we just want people to know that that's an important step in the recovery process.
And I think it is that people need to know is if you can't qualify for the loan, a lot of people think you just, oh, yeah, they're just going to give me money. No, they're not. It's taxpayer money. Yeah. And they've got, and if you can, and they're more than happy to loan it to you if you can if you meet the requirements for
the
loan.
Going through a loan like you would at the bank, where you have to, like, Social Security, what you... Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the process of filling out the paperwork for the loan.
Right. So actually, you can do the entire thing online. And what we do is you electronically sign a form that lets us pull your tax returns. Just to, number one, make sure you file, because, again, these are federal dollars, and if you're not filing your taxes.
Mm-hmm. And
you
be honest.
Right. And then we pull your credit report, and then you just fill out, here's what my debts are, here's what my income is. And the process is started right there. We don't make you bring pay stubs and all this stuff, because we know, I mean, if you just lost your home and everything in it, you know, you don't have these things on you. Mm. So, and then your file is just given to a loan officer, and they work through everything with you. We send a loss verifier out to your home, so you don't need to know how much money you need to borrow. We send them out there. They give an estimate. It's real fluid because we understand, you know, over the recovery period, the cost of wood could go up, the cost of a contractor could go up. It's all real fluid and fluctuating. So your final loan amount isn't even set. I mean, we'll set something so we know what to make the terms, but you have a case manager working with you through the entire process. These loans are made in disbursements, so as you need the money, you take draws, like a construction loan. Mm-hmm. And so that person works with you the entire time, and they can help you through the whole thing.
And that person is a local person then?
Well, we're in Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento. Okay.
I'm from Sacramento. Our main office is there, and we have loan processing centers in Texas as well.
Okay.
And another thing that I know a lot of people are wondering how long this recovery process is. Some people are thinking about relocating, perhaps, because, you know, they want to just go somewhere else, or they don't know how long it's going to take to rebuild. And these funds can be used for relocation. So that's another important thing as people make their decisions moving forward on what they're going to do, that is an option.
They can use it to relocate.
Yeah.
Okay, if people have a home they owe money on, and so... they're probably going to have fire insurance anyway, so we'll just go on to something else. We need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with all the smoke in the air, all the particulates in the air, your filters are shot if you haven't changed them already, or your air ducts.
Right.
And if you take a look at this type of ash, you'll know that you can't just wash it off. A lot of this stuff is so sticky and gummy, you have to rub it off and, you know, almost wash it off.
Well, they're coming to do ours tomorrow morning.
Okay. So,
and then we may have to have it done a couple times, but that's okay.
And they check your air ducts, too. Alliance Heat and Air, best in the North State, veteran-owned business, been in the business over 25 years. Give them a call. 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Giovanna Garcia, who is also from FEMA. We have the full plate here with FEMA. They came in to share all this information. And the best thing about this is, if you have questions, and we have some questions already that we're going to get to you.
In our chat pack.
We're going to put this up, of course, on our archive so people can just listen to this. And you all can point them to it if you haven't already done this someplace else so they can hear, because you've had a lot of great information so far. All right, we'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday.
It's beautiful because the fire is 85% contained.
Right, and we're finding out some incredible information. And of course, you know, through the weekend, we spent time with, you know, the conversation. You can't help it, no matter where you're going. We've had, you know, special friends that we spent time with that lost their home. What do you do? I mean, my goodness, you know, we went from, okay, it was very interesting to see a friend of ours that I got kitchen gadgets for her and dish towels just because it was like, let's do something happy with, you know, blue stuff. And my other girlfriend decided to get everything office supplies, and to see this woman who's extremely and has been accomplished to get so excited over pen, paper, pencil, envelope, glue, stick'em notes. It just brought you down to, you know, you can maybe conceptualize in your mind, oh yeah, they lost everything. But when it comes to that kind of moment, it just blows your mind to see that you're down to the bareness and the beginning, like a baby starting all over. And then also with your emotions, how do you deal with things, trying to be strong. And so we need to be able to, again, the word I think of all the time is give people grace and breath. Just breathe, help them breathe through it. And with us this morning, we have our
FEMA reps. William Lindsay, who is their media relations guy, Chelsea Irvine, the PIO, Public Information Officer for the SBA, and we just found out that it's not just businesses, it's your homes that can be helped. And now we have Giovanna Garcia, also External Affairs, coming in, one of the, you know, you call them part of maybe the disaster team that comes in, and is going to be addressing the people with linguistic needs? That may not be understanding everything that goes out over over the radio stations and TV.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm Giovanna Garcia. I'm one of the Limited English Proficiency Specialists for External Affairs out of headquarters, and I'm a reservist for FEMA.
Now, what do you do when you say a limited English proficiency? You know, what does that mean?
Basically, within my department, what we do is actually we provide all the products, meaning all the news releases and all the flyers, information, everything that has to go out into the community for people to be aware or get information. I go out when I'm deployed, and my first thing to do is assess the community. Well, who's in the community? Do we have Spanish-speaking Latinos, Hindu, you know, Native Americans, Asians? So what I do is actually assess the community through our Census Bureau, through the populations in the area, and then I, my team, we just start to actually provide the products. To be able to provide all that information in the languages and we're in the not only languages, but I also work in conjunction with our ASL interpreters. So we provide ASX functional needs also in that area.
Like hearing impaired?
Yes, ma'am.
That was just a beautiful. I'm so happy to see that through all of our disasters, there was that's just an art. That's an art form, watching the people.
The signers that were there. This is the first time I've seen, when we've had all these here in our area, that we've had signing at every one of their, at every one of the, at the newsbreeze. So.
Actually, it's actually a federal mandate to actually have a ASL interpreter, with us. We have, and they actually, a lot of them are reservists. And later on, William, will discuss actually, in regards to hiring those within the community, and part of that will also be the ASL interpreters and the limited English proficiency people like myself.
Now, you're going to be doing some commercials here, right? Is that correct for PSAs from FEMA? That, I mean, I know you can go to all the stations too, but so that we can then play things out for people to hear.
Yes, and we have done a couple of commercials. We've done PSAs together with Cal OES. The state. So that information is actually running now and will be running the next couple of days in regards to providing right now the permanent, the pertinent information in regards to the Disaster Recovery Center where they're located. We're located at 2685 Hilltop Drive, and also providing the other agencies and local nonprofit agencies that are involved that are providing services. One thing I just want to touch upon is that you mentioned earlier about providing that, you know, when you come across the survivors, you sometimes, you know, you might have all this, you know, you have your home and all these material stuff, but when, you know, when a person receives even a pencil or notepad, it's such a big impact. We just had an event last Saturday where we, together with the PBS, they came in and provided masks for children and families, but then also books. And to see these children come in and just grab a book and you see the facial expressions on them to where they lost everything, I mean, that's a big impact. And I come from a social worker background. That's what I do when I'm back home, when I'm not working with FEMA and deployed.
Well, after this, when you all leave at 8:05, we're getting a phone call from a lady, Susan Hunter, who wrote a book, There's a Fire Outside My Window, from the San Diego fire, and she's a nationally known author and's been on so many shows. But her second book is how to get by this, and so she's going to be addressing that. We've had a psychologist on who's talked about how people don't realize, you know, when they say, "Oh, I'm okay, I got my family out, and I got my dog out, oh, everything's good." Well, it's not good, and as you're pointing out here, And how do you deal with things like this? So this is a long term.
And you're a social worker, and you're, I want to say real life, but this is what you do. And you're from?
I am from Little Rhode, the most state in the nation, Providence, Rhode Island.
And,
yes.
And you're a local hire, and we want to talk about local hires that you were during the floods back there.
Yes, I was hired as a local hire, and that's part of the process with FEMA. You start locally, you end locally. And that's a quote that and information that I get from my partner, William Lindsay. I started off, I came in kind of towards the end of the recovery process. And why not hire those that know your community better than those that live it, live in the community? And then we stay here throughout the whole entire process. And I was hired with them, and I've been with FEMA for the past 9 years now. And you come in as a local hire, you know your community, you provide information, they train you really well into regards to the different departments within FEMA. And from there, you go out to your community and you provide that information. And not only that, you also bring economic growth into your community. So I am hired in Rhode Island under headquarters, but then again, I'm also bringing in that job that, you know, a lot of us lose during a disaster. Mm-hmm. We lose our employment. I was actually unemployed during that time. I was receiving unemployment benefits when I got hired with FEMA. So coming in to a disaster and being able to given the opportunity to provide back to my community was the best thing that comes out of such a tragic moment.
Okay, now this is not to this came in after you said little Rhode Island. The state of Rhode Island is 1,217 square miles. Shasta is county of Shasta is 3,800 miles. Just all relative.
I can take it, and it's perfectly fine. We can go around rally in 45 minutes.
I'm afraid I'd lose. Okay, I don't even want to get this is a tough lady here. So Giovanna is here then to help on a variety of different ways, as they all are. We want to take just a real quick break, real quick meaning we'll cut it in half, and I want to come back into. Fraud, I think that's one of the things you wanted to mention, but
yes.
Also we have questions here, and one of the questions is, if someone has FEMA help clean up their property, do they have to abide by FEMA rules and regulations when they rebuild? So if you have, we know that OES comes in or somebody that was come in will clean your property down to the mineral soil.
Yeah, you have EPA
mm-hmm.
and the Corps of Engineers
right.
establish the guidelines for federal rebuilding of specific areas.
Okay, and then from there we have to build under the codes
that's
California
correct.
In yeah, our county.
That's
and
correct,
that.
And we also have briefings, whether it's debris removal
mm-hmm.
or EPA, to be able to
right.
explain to the citizens who have been affected that these are the guidelines.
And you have to opt in for this if you want the federal government to help.
That is correct.
Okay, they're just not going to come out there and say, hey, can we help? You need to come in here, guys and girls.
And that's why we're here, and that's why we're spreading that 1-800-621-3362 or our www.disasterassistance
mm-hmm.
Phone line and email. And we also provide Disaster Recovery Center at 2685 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of August, 64 degrees, going up to 100 today. The air quality index is like 187. It was a couple minutes ago. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, look, you've been touched by the fire, by this disaster. Go on in and see our local bank here, Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to 1845 California Street. Give them a call. See how they can help you. All right, we're here with William Lindsay, who is the media relations for FEMA and expert on all this stuff, and reached out to us the other day and then brought in his team here, Chelsea Irvine, who is the PIO for the Small Business Administration, who has also shared with us is that you can also get help with your homes at the same time. It's not just small businesses. And Giovanna Garcia, external affairs, but also working with the people with lower English skills, reaching out to them, people with deaf, other people that have that we need extra help or assistance in getting the word out. So we appreciate all three of you being here. Now, when you've got to sign up for you've got to sign up for everything. It just isn't handed to you. Is that correct?
Viovana?
Oh, no, Giovanna.
Giovanna.
What did I say?
Giovanna.
Gio.
Oh, Giovanna. Did I say Gio?
Yeah. You must have been in Italy lately.
Yeah.
I lived there for
no, but it's very, I bet you get that all the time.
I do get it all the time. I do get Giovanna, Joanna. Yeah. Giovanna, which is the Italian way, which is right. Exactly what I really wanted.
That's
all
what
right.
I,
so
well,
Giovanna.
I kind of, you know, that's, I live there. I can't help it. When the, again, if everybody heads down to Kmart to the, or the old Kmart, I should say, and that's where our, the disaster center is with FEMA. There are, we learned that you may not qualify for a loan, but that doesn't mean you're being left out.
Well, it's the FEMA and SBA.
Okay.
Disaster Recovery Center, right. That's where we are. And if you have issues, one time, once you register, you're either online or you get a packet there. Once they determine your eligibility, a lot of folks are ineligible, and they get a letter to that effect. And first thing you want to do, you get that letter, you open up your mail, that stamp is on there, you just want to rip it up and just move on. Well, we ask that you read it in its entirety. Go down to the bottom, and it'll tell you what it is that made your situation ineligible. And a lot of times, it's because you totally opted out of going to see the Small Business Administration. We're right there at the Disaster Recovery Center at the old Kmart building, but our whole process and procedures, being a military man, you know about that. Mm-hmm. You have to follow the guidelines because these are federally mandated guidelines. Fill out the SBA portion. And like I said, if you don't want a loan, you'll be redirected back to FEMA for our other needs assessments, like Chelsea stated earlier. And that's the crucial part of disaster recovery that we have to overcome, because a lot of folks say, oh, FEMA can't help me. We have a treasure trove of resources, disaster recovery resources, and we ask that you plug in with us so that we can render these resources.
You mentioned at the break about unemployment, disaster unemployment benefits.
Yes, our the state manages that program, and if you have missed any dollars, any hours with your employer, the state sets up a disaster unemployment assistance program, just like the unemployed employment program. Mm-hmm. Except for this is opening up for everyone in the disaster in the declared county, which here is Shasta, and also we have Lake as well.
Is there something when we're declared, if the president declares this, you have state declared, this is a disaster area, but what is included when the feds roll in here for people?
Well, after the governor checks with his various emergency managers and elected officials in counties, state, cities, they render their assessment. And usually we come in, we do preliminary disaster assessments. But with something like this, we just go. We start an emergency management declaration at first. And that just, okay, what do we need? And that process there, that's when the governor submits his request. And then we bring in our people, and they've already pre-positioned regions throughout the country. So they already have tallied up those numbers. Sometimes you go right into getting a disaster declaration from the president. Other times, it's a preliminary disaster assessment. We didn't have to do that here. So everything rolled the way we do our tabletops, and we're able to deploy the resources, the emergency management resources that Shasta County needed.
We've got like about 6 minutes left, and we have three of you here. Can we, do you have any final, quick things for people to talk about that you want people to know?
Well, disaster fraud is a big, big problem throughout the United States. So we ask that if you have seniors in your community, attend to them. Make sure that they are getting the assistance that they need. If someone who states that they're an emergency manager, either for FEMA or SBA or Cal Fire or anywhere, the first red flag is that no one will ask for any type of financial compensation. That's your first red flag. And if you are spider sense is tingling, that something doesn't seem right, and of course, you know, all employees have their identification and they're wearing a shirt, but anybody can get a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually use your spider sense in determining whether you're talking to the right person. But the main red flag is if anyone asks for any type of compensation. And also, when you're rebuilding, we have a mitigation unit at the Disaster Recovery Center. We'll help you work with contractors and never pay contractors more than 33% upfront. Mm. Because a lot of folks will say, or a lot of the shysters will say, predators will say, oh, if you pay me $10,000 or $5,000, whatever it is, I'll put you at the top of the list.
Right.
You will never see those folks again. Use local contractors. Check out your local Chamber of Commerce and your Better Business Bureau, or ask your neighbor about the company that you are looking to hire or who is pitching for your business.
Yeah, around here's the Builders Exchange and a number of things. But you're right. You know, we've already starting to see things come, people come rolling in like this.
I'm curious where the 33.5% came. Like, don't pay more than 33. Where? How did that figure come
about? Well, that's what I do. When someone's coming in my home, they're pitching their business. If you're happy with 50%, that's fine.
Okay.
But 33 works for me.
Okay.
And then when you sign up, you know, because when you sign up, you got the contract and you got all that stuff. Okay.
Giovanna. No, Joe.
I know, Giovanna.
Vanna. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hello.
Say something to us in that beautiful. Is it. Tell us what your.
I speak Spanish. My family's from Dominican Republic, so. Okay.
Could tell there's this the different like a different accent. So say
Upper
who?
Eastern.
Yeah,
yeah, Rhode Island. That's
I get the Boston accent.
You get okay.
From Boston. We're going to be there in a few weeks. So.
Can you give us your information in Spanish where you are?
Okay, sí. Como yo dije temprano, mi nombre es Giovanna García. Soy una de las representantes de FEMA, y estamos ubicados en el 2685 de Hilltop Drive, el desastre el centro de recuperación. Estamos ahí para darle toda la información sobre lo que está pasando con ese desastre. Y tenemos todas las agencias de sin fines y lucros y las agencias del Estado, junto con Cal OES y SBA. Y también estamos con a nosotros, FEMA. Estamos ahí hasta que podemos ayudarlo.
Okay.
Gracias.
So beautiful.
And Chelsea, from the Public Information Officer of the SBA.
You know, I think it's really important to mention, I was at a couple of events this weekend, and there's something called survivor's guilt, and what that means is, you know, I talk to a lot of people who are in the neighborhood where some of the houses burnt down, but some of them didn't. Mm-hmm. And so they think, you know, at least I have my home. I'm not going to worry about it. I have insurance. I'm not going to register with FEMA. And the truth is, there's not a finite amount of money for this disaster. If you register with FEMA and receive a grant, that does not take the opportunity of a grant assistance away from someone else. So I highly recommend that everybody register with FEMA. And another thing with that registration is that that's how we keep records of how many people are actually affected, so that we can plan for future years and make sure that we have enough staff, enough funding, and that kind of thing. So I would highly, even if you just, you know, had some damage to your property, or a lot of people have ash and smoke and things like that, I would highly suggest still registering with FEMA, still going through the SBA process. Your ability to have a grant or have a loan does not affect anybody else's. This money is, there are tax dollars at work, and they're here to help everyone through this recovery process.
That's important that, you know, see a lot of houses that your house wasn't destroyed, but your fences were, that fire tornado, which was just right. Officially designated by the weather service, that your, you know, parts of your roof have been ripped off, and all types of things have happened there. That you too rate all of this, and that we need you need to go down to the emergency center, FEMA's emergency center at the Kmart, and find out at least. Go down, sign up, as we tell people to do if you're a veteran to the VA clinic or these other places, is go in, sign up, and that it may, you know, you may qualify for some assistance that you deserve. You know, this wasn't, you did not bring the fire to your home. Right. So anyway, William, Lindsay, Chelsea, Irvine, I'm really good at this.
And Giovanna.
And Giovanna Garcia. Thank you so much. And this won't be the last time. You guys are going to be here for a while.
Not,
I bet we can swing you all in here again.
We appreciate
times.
That. That'd be very helpful.
I'd love to do that. Okay, here we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking to a lady that went through the fires, written a number of books about how we move on and the resilience that it takes to do this.
Ended its second day of deliberations last Friday without reaching a verdict.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. This news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
...of dollars that he made advising Russia-backed politicians in Ukraine and then lying to banks to get loans when the money dried up. He faces 18 felony counts on tax evasion and bank fraud.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Donald Trump is insisting that White House lawyer Don McGahn is nothing like former White House counsel John Dean. President Trump was responding to a New York Times story reporting that McGahn has given hours of testimony to the special counsel who's investigating Russian election meddling. John Dean was White House counsel for President Richard Nixon during Watergate. The president says in his words, Don McGahn is not a rat. One former top defense official is criticizing the timing of ex-CIA Director John Brennan's criticism of President Trump's decision to strip him of his security clearance. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 200 former officials have signed a letter telling the president they have the right to express their security views without fear he's going to punish them. Former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen served alongside him, and while he says Brennan does have the right to speak out, it wasn't the right move.
That has put him in a political place, which actually does more damage for the intelligence community, which is apolitical.
Still, Mullen tells Fox News Sunday the president's move evokes the Nixon enemies list. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Shots have been fired at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey. Those shots came from a moving car. No one was injured. The shots did hit an embassy gate and a window. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you could interview God...
Why do I deserve your special attention?
Don't you? What would you ask?
So what do I tell the people who say you don't exist?
Tell them the world they see is just that. And sometimes that's just the way it looks.
Starring Academy Award nominee David Strathairn and Brenton Thwaites.
We try to be good people, try to please you, and we need some answers. And where did you go? Do you have any idea how that feels?
An Interview with God. A three-night event in select theaters August 20th, 21st, and 22nd only. For theaters and tickets, go to aninterviewwithgod.com.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 35%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 35%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Impeachment of West Virginia justices heads to the state Senate.
The upper body is expected to meet today to work on rules for the trials of three state Supreme Court justices in a spending scandal. The House of Delegates last Monday approved impeachment articles against Chief Justice Margaret Workman, suspended Justice Alan Lowry, and Justice Beth Walker, along with Justice Robin Davis, who announced her retirement the following day. Justice Menace Ketchum, who retired last month, has agreed to plead guilty in federal court to a charge related to vehicle and fuel use. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A civil rights group is asking a federal judge in Boston to allow certain immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens but facing deportation to remain in the country. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts will argue before a judge for temporary relief, allowing the non-citizen immigrants to stay in the U.S. while they apply for green cards. The federal government will be asking the judge to dismiss the class action lawsuit. News and analysis at townhall.com. Venezuelans are bracing for dramatic economic measures the government has announced, including a 3,000% hike in the minimum wage.
The changes are taking effect with the introduction of a new currency that lops five zeros off the country's fast depreciating bills. President Nicolas Maduro is also raising gasoline prices in hopes of rescuing a plummeting economy. Economists say Maduro's measures are likely to accelerate hyperinflation rather than address core economic troubles like plunging oil production.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A group of elderly South Koreans has traveled to the border with North Korea ahead of family reunions with relatives in the north they've been separated from since the Korean War. The week-long event at North Korea's Diamond Mountain Resort comes as the rival Koreas boost reconciliation efforts. This amid a diplomatic push to resolve a standoff over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of August, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor and just great customer service there. They do a lot for our community, Tobacco and Brew.
Update on the weather here. It's currently 72 degrees. Our temperatures today will be 100 with our lows of 67 as the National Weather Service has provided. Our forecast will be hazy throughout the week. Widespread haze, a widespread smoke. We look tomorrow for Tuesday at 96, 94 on Wednesday, Thursday 95, and Friday 94. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated company, veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Well, major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 73 points at 25,744. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 2,852, and the NASDAQ composite is down 18 points at 7,797. Active stocks on the big board, Pfizer up 42 cents, trading at 42.51. AmBev down a nickel at 4.85. AT&T positive 16 cents, trading at 33.18 per share. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 12 cents at 115.11. Verizon down a dime at 54.69. Bank of Commerce off 10 cents at 12.75. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.83%. And over to commodities, gold is up $8.20 an ounce at $1,188. Silver up 2 cents at $14.75 per ounce. And crude oil, positive 31 cents, trading at $65 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Take care.
Really appreciate you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that was, of course, Susan Eastman from First Vice President of Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Manor Drive. You can give her a call at 243-7561. Hey, let's go to the phones again. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I'm calling in because there is no meeting tonight at the church on Bonneview because we are down in Sacramento at a water rally at the state capitol.
Okay.
Our illustrious California State Water Board wants to drain several of the reservoirs down here that the Stanislaus and Merced rivers flow into because they want to keep it at 40% capacity for the fish.
Oh, okay.
Which would alter, it would take a lot of the water away from the farmers and the people who live down here for their ranches and farms.
Well,
so the people, there's two assemblymen who are working together to do this rally. One is a moderate Democrat out of that area, and the other one is James Gallagher. And they are objecting to what they're trying to do because it will actually hurt their constituents very much.
Okay. Wow.
So we are down in Sacramento. There's a lot of us coming down. They're probably on the road as we speak. And I'll be taking pictures and filming it probably. So check out your Facebook page later today.
I will. It'll be interesting.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Rally Sally.
All right, Carl. Talk to you later.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, you know, a number of things that we've had, you know, like this morning we've already had FEMA on and the national FEMA people. talking about the things they can do and all this, monetarily, grant-wise, other things. But there's so much more going on. We also talked about the psychological aspect of being in fires. And I received this lady's information, our next guest, Sandra Miller's younger, from somebody who had gone through a fire and said that she was of immense assistance, immense help. And then Sandra and I talked for a while, and I thought, this is really a person that we need to have on the show to talk about things that happen, about resilience, and somebody that's been through this. So good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? How is Reading?
Well, you know what? We're tough, and Reading's going to come back. Sandra lost her home, 12 neighbors, and nearly your own life in the San Diego wildfire. And you wrote a book about that, Carl, called "The Fire Outside My Window." And this is just that you talk about, and you speak all over the United States about how you handled that and all of the ramifications of that. And then you wrote another book called The Comeback. Let me get this down right. The Comeback Formula.
That's it.
Five Steps to Find Fortune in Misfortune. Wow.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, let me tell you vis-a-vis my own fire experience, because many of us here in San Diego can relate in a very deep way to what you're experiencing there in Reading right now. 15 years ago already, my husband and I had just abandoned our home in the suburbs of San Diego and moved to this beautiful spot in the country in a canyon with a view to Mexico. And 7 months later, we woke up in the middle of what became at that time the largest fire in California's recorded history, the Cedar Fire. We had to grab our animals, a few pictures off the walls. We had no time. There was fire outside our windows. Literally, that's where the name of the book came from. And we jumped in the closest car and drove down a mountain through smoke and flame to escape. But as you've already mentioned, 12 of our neighbors did not make it out. I was a journalist. That's been my career, my entire adult life. And at the time, I was editor of a magazine for San Diego State University. And it was very clear to me that my job after the fire was not just to rebuild my own home and come back personally, but to tell the story, to capture the story of this cataclysmic event, which has become historic, because even though it was already 15 years ago now, the Cedar Fire was a hint of what was to come. It became a harbinger of what we're seeing now, which is an escalation in fire regimes, not just here in California, but all over the world.
You know, you're absolutely right. The amount of fires we have going every year, it's no longer a fire season in California.
Fire season is year-round.
And, you know, we had over 4,300 firefighters up here, 4,500 firefighters up here. It's down to, I think, 3,000, 2,700, because all the rest of those. I know, but it's because it's 85% contained, but they're all going to another fires. They're putting them everywhere. You know, some have gone back to New Zealand, I'm sure, and Samoa, but a lot of these other people have gone to other fires in our state. This is something that, this is something you think that we're just going to have to learn to live with?
Yes, we are living with it now. The weather is getting warmer, contributing to drought, contributing to bark beetle kills. So the conditions are ripe for escalating fire regimes. And I think that this is what we're going to be seeing more and more of. So it's important that we know how to prepare for that, how to respond in the moment. And what I love to talk about the most is how to come back and build our innate resilience, which we all have, like a muscle, so that we can transform these disasters into opportunities, both personally and for our communities.
Okay. We are here with Sandra Younger, who wrote The Comeback Formula, Five Steps to Find the Fortune in Misfortune, who has lived through this, who lost friends and neighbors to the fire, the Cedar Fire. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is going to be able to help you, a veteran. And he's not going to waste your time. He's just going to say, yes, I can fix this, and he guarantees it for life. That's right, for life. So, Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. We'll be right back with Sandra Younger, The Comeback Formula, Five Steps to Find the Fortune in Misfortune.
38 Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of August. 72 degrees, going up to 100 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Carl, and Linda Bott.
Good morning, here. Everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive. You know, with the fire, you can take your... I don't know, whatever you've found or whatever you need to have repaired, and they're going to do a job for you where I think they're...
It's cleaning and minor repair for free.
Right.
Yeah, all that. Because they've been through fires, too.
Totally compassionate. so happy to have with us on the phone a very special guest who've been anticipating and very excited about having Sandra Younger with us. She's an author and a speaker and an expert. In fact, praised by not only reviewers from Amazon, but studied by top-level emergency professionals. And she's written two books, one, Fire Outside My Window. She was, gosh, I just can't even imagine what that must have been like for you to... We're at a loss for words for people, Sandra, who've lost their homes.
Right. It's hard to imagine until it happens.
And then the experience for you and your husband to grab your animals, leave, and know that some weren't as fortunate, and that to grieve and have that loss is... Was that feeling is what compelled you to write so you could get it through your system?
I didn't see it as cathartic, Linda, to start with, but it certainly turned out to be my catharsis for the fire. What I saw was that I was the storyteller as a lifelong journalist who came out of the worst part where most of the fatalities occurred, of the worst fire that anyone at that time could remember. And that it was clearly my job to tell the story. And yes, a great part of that was realizing that my neighbors were not going to be here to tell their own stories. And I felt almost a sacred mandate to tell those stories on their behalf. So that is what propelled me to write this book. I also realized as a journalist, to be honest, you all can relate to this, that I was probably not going to have a bigger, better story in journalistic terms, dropped into my lap ever. And in fact, I didn't want to because I might not survive a bigger one. And I just knew it was my story to tell, that was my job. And yes, you're right. It did become very healing and cathartic for me to work on that book.
Okay, so you give your story, but then what's even better or just as powerful is the second book, which is...
Right.
You know, about the comeback formula, five steps to find the fortune in misfortune.
Right. And transform disaster into opportunity. And some people who are met with great adversity in life even go on to transform that personal loss into a legacy for others. So that is what I discovered in the wake of the fire here in San Diego in 2003.
Well, you went out and you interviewed, what, hundreds of people after this was over?
Wow, yeah, at least 100, probably a couple hundred.
And
I kind of lost track after a while, Carl.
And you were doing this to find out what exactly?
Well, I had a lot of questions. You know, how could this incredible catastrophe have happened to us? How did no one know it was coming? You know, why did we call around in the middle of the night and not get any better information? And I just had a million questions that I needed answered. And so I defaulted to my journalistic mode of doing interviews and asking questions. So I endeavored to tell not just our part of the story, but the entire fire story. And I think when you read The Fire Outside My Window, you will relate to what you've experienced in Redding, because the immensity of that fire and its extreme behavior, it burned 100,000 acres overnight. And you have an idea now how big an area that is. It just blew away people's expectations and really was an epic event. So I wanted to capture all of that from the firefighters' point of view and their frustration, from the survivor's point of view, just waking up in the middle of the night and realizing we had to run for our lives, and also the families of the victims, which sets up an interesting point to talk about, the difference between victims and survivors.
That's important. People don't want to hear the V word.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, okay. Right. So in this segment, we have five more minutes. We hope we stay on because we have so much more to talk with you about and questions. But so when you say it sets up an interesting talk between victims and survivors, can you go further into what that is?
Yes, I'd love to, because this is my message for Redding. First of all, you can come back. because you're resilient. Resilience is in your DNA, and we can build it like a muscle with certain practices. That's what I've outlined in my second book, The Comeback Formula. So you can come back, and the comeback journey begins with this decision that is yours to make within your control. Are you going to be victims or are you going to be survivors? We may not have any choice over what happened to us, but now we get to choose our response. Our response is totally within our control. And what I saw after the Cedar Fire when I was interviewing all these people was that most people did embrace the survivor label, but some people embraced the victim label. And you may have noticed that immediately after these catastrophic events, the people affected are labeled victims by the media, by other people. Immediately the next day, I was being called a victim, which I didn't relate to. And I recoiled against it, because when you call someone a victim, that is an indication that that person has been conquered or defeated, right? It's a very disempowering term, victim. On the other hand, survivor indicates you're already winning this battle. You're on a trajectory, not from victimhood, but to becoming a victor. That's the important difference, and that's the decision you can make right now. Am I a victim or am I a survivor? Am I a survivor on my way to becoming a victor? It's a really important mindset shift that sets you up for recovery.
You know, isn't it funny how you'll see different disasters, and some people will be called victims, and some people will be called the survivors of like a terrorist attack. You know, there's survivors,
right.
And yet if you get burnt in a fire, you're a victim. You know, and you're absolutely right. It's a mindset immediately is that,
yeah.
Okay, my house was burnt. I survived that, and so I'm just going to come on back stronger in many cases.
Right.
But there
and
are.
And here's how I noticed that it was a choice,
uh-huh.
Because I interviewed all these people, and what was fascinating was that the people who embraced the victim label, it didn't matter how much or how little they had lost in the fire. In fact, I talked with families who had lost multiple family members, if you can imagine, and they did not think of themselves as victims, and they were not bogged down in bitterness. They said, our loved ones would not want us to spend the rest of our lives being angry and bitter and miserable. On the other hand, the most bitter man I met, Carl, had lost his garage in the fire. He was the most vocal, proud victim I met, self-appointed, self-identifying victim. And that's
wow.
When I realized it was a choice. It wasn't contingent on the circumstances. It was a personal choice that they had made.
Well, that was a key word or a key phrase, self-appointed.
Yeah. Yeah. He introduced himself as a victim. And I saw people do that in the many community meetings we had right after the fire. I know you're probably having those too. And some people would stand up and say, I'm a victim of this fire. Most of us, however, saw ourselves as survivors indicating we made it out of the fire. We've got everything that's most important to us, our family, our animals. We're going to rebuild. We're going to come back. That was the prevalent, predominant attitude people took. And that is the attitude that leads to a successful comeback.
Well, I think it can't help but actually, you know, I actually so much believe that. It's all mindset when we're talking
right.
about this. But there's a number of things that you have in your book. And do we have you for some more time here?
I can stay.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Because we want to talk about things like what you can't, you know, what things that you can do to get yourself started back. And all these are covered in your book. But things
right.
you can do, but also mistakes that can cost your life. You know, when you have a disaster.
Well, true.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of us have gone through this now, but there's still, as we realize, like, we were not evacuated. But we got all of our stuff ready. We moved, you know, art around because, you know, you couldn't tell where this fire was going to end up at. And then at the end of
right.
it.
Right. They call them wildfires for a reason. Right.
Oh, yeah. And so, we, you know, we say, okay, we got all this stuff, you know, photos. We had time where other people didn't have time. And then after we never did evacuate, then I realized that I'd left two things back, at least two things that I, you know, that I could not have replaced at all.
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, now I had all this time and nobody else had time. You know, I know that one guy grabbed his mom's 66 Mustang. That was her pride and joy, that it was, you know, it was like the year that she graduated from school, and a six-pack of Corona beer.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you know what? And this is what a Baylor University education will do for you. But the kid was ready. He was there, and they were ordered out of their house by the police. So you get into this thing where there are things that we can do to help prevent this, and we're going to get into that, too. We're here, of course, with our guest, Sandra Younger, and who has written a number of books. This one, The Comeback Formula, 5 Steps to Find Fortune in Misfortune, who went through the Cedar Fire and lost all of her, lost her home, they lost neighbors, everything there. And she has written a couple of books on this, and is nationally known for her work with resilience and getting past these things. So we'll be right back after these messages.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The Gold Mart in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Real people, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, 2 Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not 1, 2, 3, or 4, but 5 Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trimes every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott at each other, and with each other, 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 20th of August, 2018. 73 degrees. It's going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793. Hazy
days ahead of us. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. We're here with our guest, Sandra Miller.
Sandra Younger.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
author
Sandra
of Fire
Miller.
Outside My Window.
Right.
Good morning, and welcome back to our second part of the show.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Okay, she's also written this book, The Comeback Formula: Five Steps to Find a Fortune and Misfortune, about resilience and how you can actually train the skill that we have, this resilience. You know, one of the things that I treasure is tenacity in people. I guess you could call it resilience. That if you keep punching and you keep moving forward, you know, above a lot of other things, that you can succeed and you can win, even if you don't have all the blessings maybe of an intellect that is genius or the physical attributes you need. But if you've got tenacity, you can overcome so many things.
That's right. I agree.
Hey, okay, so when we're talking here about discovering your own powers and the things that you can do to shift brain chemistry, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, see, that's what I discovered when I realized that whether you consider yourself a victim or survivor is a matter of personal choice and not part of the catastrophe that has been visited upon you, right? No matter what the circumstances, we get to choose our attitude. And then I started wondering about that, and I discovered this wonderful writer, Viktor Frankl. Have you heard of Viktor Frankl?
His name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was an Austrian psychiatrist back during the Holocaust, and he was caught up in the Holocaust. He lost his entire family, and he himself was imprisoned in Dachau, Auschwitz, just teetering on the edge of existence for years. And he came out of that incredible suffering and wrote a beautiful book called Man's Search for Meaning. And I found this book. It's a little tiny book, and it's so profound. And one of the quotes that resonated with me right after my own fire experience was when Viktor Frankl said, "The last of the human freedoms is the freedom to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." And I thought, well, I can't compare my experience to Viktor Frankl's Holocaust. But boy, I sure relate to this. And it made me wonder if there were other things we could do within our power to boost our own recovery from adversity, if there were steps we could take to come back from setbacks, no matter what the incident was. And I did a little research, and I found out it was true. And unbeknownst to me, philosophers have been talking about this for 2,000 years at least. And more recently, psychologists and other scholars have been doing a lot of research on this, and they have discovered principles that build our resilience. They call it resilience. As a body of study. And there's even a subset of resilience of the resilience literature called post-traumatic growth.
Hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's great.
Yeah.
It's got a more
post-traumatic
positive,
growth.
It's got a more positive bent to it.
Than post-traumatic stress.
This is more positive. And so I started looking into this, and I realized there were all these studies that had been done, empirical scientific studies, that indicate certain practices, I like to call them practices, that we can do on our own to speed and smooth our comeback journey. And I boiled them down into five, because that's all I could remember, and gave them this catchy name, the Comeback Formula, five steps, as you say, to find the fortune in misfortune, to transform disaster into opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we ought to just go through these five steps real quick. What do you think?
Please. Yeah, please.
Yes.
Okay, so the first step in the comeback formula is the word come. And by that I mean come to a place of gratitude. Hundreds of studies show now that gratitude is the antidote to almost any negative emotion. So what this means in our lives day to day is if we can find even one tiny thing to be grateful for in a world of hurt, it helps us avoid the trap, I think of it as quicksand, of that bitterness and blame that that guy who lost his garage got trapped in, right?
Yeah.
He was so focused on what he'd lost that he didn't see what he still had, which was his house, his family, his animals. He didn't see that because he was focused on what he'd lost. So if he could have been grateful for what he had, it would have boosted him beyond this trap of bitterness and blame that can keep people trapped for years, and it's a pretty miserable way to live. So come to a place of gratitude. Now, for me, that was easy because I got out of the fire alive, and my neighbors, many of them, didn't. It may seem challenging to find something to be grateful for when we're standing there looking at, I know, a pile of ashes and buckled metal, right? That's all that's left of our past home, our past life.
Uh-huh.
It is gutting. There is no way around the pain of that. But if we can find one tiny thing to be grateful for, it will begin to lift us onto a path of healing and growth. So that's the first and probably the most important. Come to a place of gratitude. And then the other 4 points of the comeback formula follow the letters B-A-C-K in that. Be patient with the pain and yet believe you can come back. So there are two B's in one there. Be patient with this pain. It's normal to feel leveled. Deep wounds don't heal overnight, but they can heal because, again, we are by nature resilient. Resilience is in our DNA. Winter turns into spring. It's the way of the world, right? So to be patient, and yet to realize that we do have this innate capacity to come back, believe that you can come back, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. So that's the B. A is the tough one. A is two things also. Accept help and be tough enough to ask when you need it. This is the hard one. I don't know if you've experienced this, but we don't like to ask for help. It makes us feel kind of weak and deficient. Right? And sometimes people are trying to help us and we're pushing them away saying, no, we're good. But we've found through empirical study again that accepting the help that's offered to you and asking for it when you need it. And I like to say, be tough enough to ask for it when you need it. It's not weakness. It's wisdom. It's the way the great heroes and the great victors of all time have succeeded. They've had help. They've had mentors, they've had guides, they've had team members, posses, supporters to help them. So that's a really key point. I don't know if you want to maybe respond to that.
Well, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, that is hard, you know, because, you know, you're looking at people who are opening up, you know, like the FEMA. Right before you came on, we had the spokespeople for FEMA, Small Business Association, and all this on.
Right.
And they, you know, well, we've seen this many people. Well, we lost 1,077 homes plus all these others,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, probably not everybody's been in there. And I think part of it is kind of like what you said is, well, my house wasn't damaged totally. Well, you know, one of the ladies in here, she says, survivor's guilt. Well, I still have my house. You know, it may have been damaged, but I don't want to go down there and ask for help because it could maybe take money away from somebody else. Well, that's not true. You know, FEMA's got plenty of money to help.
Yeah.
But I think what you're talking about is being able to accept help. But asking for help is so hard for people.
It's so hard.
Because it means kind of like you're a failure, that you need help.
Yeah, that's right. It makes you feel like a failure, like somehow this was your fault. And people come out of the woodwork. I'm sure this is happening right now in Reading. People I didn't even know are bringing me old lamps and stuff. Some people are doing really wonderful things for you. Some people see this as an opportunity to get rid of all the junk they've been hoarding in their garage. Don't feel like you have to take that. But
there was a level of embarrassment to that, right? Like, I was the one that was used to writing checks to charities and taking boxes to Goodwill, and now I was suddenly the charity case. So I was saying no a lot. And then a friend of mine who also happened to be a psychologist pulled me aside and she said, Sandra, your job right now is to be a grateful recipient. If you still want to be a giver, give these other people the opportunity of helping you, because they do have survivor's guilt and they do honestly feel empathy for you and they do need to do something to help fix this situation. So let them do that through you.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's very, very powerful. Wow. Because we've, you know, we all have friends out here like that. And, you know, just a box of things like pens, papers, and, you know, notebooks, things like that can just makes a huge difference. And, but when we talked to them earlier, it was like, oh, no, we're okay. We got everything. Oh, no, we're okay.
Right.
Well, they don't have everything.
They
don't have anything.
I mean, that's what I was doing. Like, no, we're good. And I'm thinking, you have like a laundry basket full of pictures and negatives that you took from your house. That's what you have right now. Oh, and what was at the dry cleaners? I had that, right?
Oh.
So be a grateful recipient.
Well, we had friends.
We
had friends tell us, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I brought 4 dresses but no pants.
happens,
yeah.
Right? We're not thinking very well when we're under immediate evacuation. So that's the A, is accept help. Be tough enough to ask for it when you need it. Now, I like to remind people that this includes asking for professional counseling. Bob and I did that short term. It made a huge difference. I don't know anyone else who did it. We just went to a psychiatrist, actually, and said, we just driven down a mountain through smoke and fire. We lost our house. We lost 12 neighbors. We don't know what the way back from this looks like or is supposed to look like, and we would appreciate your monitoring us for a while so we don't get stuck in some dead end here. And he did. And we went for just a few months, and he finally said, you're fine, get out of here. I don't know anyone else who did that, but I highly recommend it if you have access to professional counseling. Maybe your communities are setting up short-term counseling. Another way of asking for help is prayer. Ask for divine help. Even if you're not sure there's anybody listening, you never know what might happen. And remember that a lot of times prayers are answered through people. So if you're praying for help and people are coming to you offering you help and you're saying, no, we're good, you are refusing the answers to your own prayers. So that's
God,
another little.
Oh, you say you're turning God down, right?
You're turning God down.
It's like the punchline. Yeah. I sent you 2 boats and a helicopter. What else did you
want? That's right. I love that story.
That
right?
is a great story.
So Sandra Miller's So Sandra Miller's Younger is our guest this morning, and we are talking about the steps and the comeback formula. We do have to take a break for our sponsors. Please stay with us to the very end of our program because we have a few more things to cover.
We have 2 more steps.
And before we
two more steps
before we finish, this was from Bill Clayton, who was the division chief of CAL FIRE, in a quote. Sandra's comeback formula guidebook is the first of its kind I've come across in my 50 years of firefighting. I believe it will become recommended reading for those in the fire service and necessary reading for those survivors of future tragedies of all types.
Yeah, you know what? We're getting across because the first three steps are great. We have 2 more to go. We'll be right back.
KCNR 1460.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County Ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Our final segment, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 20th of August, this Monday. We're with Sandra Millers Younger, who has not only gone through the fire, the Cedar Fire, that took her home, neighbors, everything, and wrote a wonderful book called The Fire Outside My Window. But then since then, has written other books, her other book. And it's called The Comeback Formula, 5 Steps to Find the Fortune and Misfortune, How to Turn Opportunity or Turn Misfortune into Opportunity. And she's going through the 5 steps. And by the way, Sandra, I've just had one of our listeners just say that she just bought 2 of your books. Even though that they weren't burnt out, her housekeeper was, so she got one for her and then one for them also to learn how to help. Hello?
Complimentary copy. There's a complimentary copy of the Comeback Formula on my website that people can go to, in addition to buying The Fire Outside My Window.
Oh, okay. Now, we were talking about the 5 steps. To,
right.
And now we did, the third step was accept help and ask for help. But that includes professional counseling and also prayers.
That's right. Help comes in many ways. So then that, so just to review, the Comeback Formula starts with come to a place of gratitude, be patient with the pain, and yet believe that you can come back because resilience is in your DNA. And then A is accept help that's offered to you, ask for it when you need it. Now we're up to C, which we've actually already talked about, but let's review it. C is to choose your response. I like to say choose your story. And this goes right back to the choice. Straight out of the disaster, am I going to be a victim because everybody's calling me that? Or am I going to think of myself as a survivor? It's all up to me how I respond to what happened to me. So this goes back to our friend Viktor Frankl, the last of the human freedoms is to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances. And here's what happens when we choose to live the survivor's story rather than the victim's story. Survivors have this sneaky way of turning into thrivers, and thrivers tend to become givers, which is where I am now. I learned a lot through my fire experience. I want to give those lessons to other people to make it easier for them. And some givers even turn into people I call changers. These are people who leverage their personal loss into a legacy for the world and change things that need to be changed, sometimes changing the course of history. So this is the journey from just pure survival to significance. Survival is the start of it, and then we can become not victims in the end, but victors. And that all starts with this choice. Choose which story you're going to live.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. And then the I can't wait to hear what K is.
K is, well, I'll tell you a little secret. K used to be kiss the past goodbye, but K is now, I changed that. K is to keep moving forward. And this includes detaching from this past that can never come back, no matter how much we wish it could. We wish we had those pictures of our kids growing up. We wish we had the quilt that your great grandmother made. You wish you had your mother's wedding picture. These are the things I wish I had, but I can never see them again. On the other hand, as we can gradually detach from the past, it frees us to embrace the possibilities of a new future. And there are always opportunities and possibilities in a new future, in this new detour that we've now all been forced to take. All of us have been inducted into this club that we didn't want to join. And yet here we are. There are opportunities and possibilities on this road that we would have never been that would have never been available to us if we'd stayed on the superhighway with everybody else. So since we're here, even without our choice, why don't we go ahead and pluck the fruit that's here? Why not embrace these possibilities, these opportunities? I would not be speaking to you now had I not been through my own fire experience, right? Now I have the opportunity to share these lessons with other people.
You know, and these
so that's the K.
Well, you know what? That one's really important, to keep moving forward and let the past go. You know, you can't do anything about it. You just can't. And I don't know, maybe in the military you learn this, maybe in other things you learn this, that you can't fix something that's already happened. You can try to prevent it from happening again by it for a number of different ways and all this kind of stuff, but a lot of times you just have to let it go. And unfortunately, so many people have a real problem with that.
Right. Well, there is one thing we can do to fix it, and it's critical, and that is the topic of forgiveness. Forgiveness comes under this K message, this keep moving forward, because until we can forgive whoever we feel was responsible for our misfortune, including ourselves, we can't really move forward. That is another thing that keeps us stuck in the quicksand. The bitterness and the blame, right? And it is human nature to want to blame somebody for this. How could this have happened? This must have been somebody's fault. That is our knee-jerk reaction. Instead, if we can say, you know what? If anyone was to blame for this, I'm going to forgive them. And I'm going to forgive myself for whatever part I feel I had in it. I'm going to move forward. And it's not an easy job sometimes, forgiving. I had to forgive the lost hunter whose signal fire started the Cedar Fire. Burned my house, killed 15 people, burned, by the way, 2,232 homes in San Diego that week. And I saw him in court because I was researching my book, and I told him, I forgive you. And
What was his attitude?
Well, you know, he was so deep at the time in remorse. He was pretty overcome by the knowledge of what his actions had done. And he didn't respond a lot. He said thank you. But later on, a couple of court proceedings down the line, because I kept going as his case proceeded, he saw me and he recognized me, and he said to me, "I'm sorry about your house." And I said, "Thank you." And you know, that was that. His name was Sergio. Sergio and I are square. And what I tell people is, I don't know if my forgiving Sergio did anything for him. I saw that he was a broken man because of this, and I felt that this was something I could do to help another human being who was feeling genuine remorse for a big mistake that he made, and we all make mistakes. I don't know if it helped him, but I know that it helped me. It helped me to forgive Sergio, because then I could move on with my life.